Good morning and welcome to The Journey. And this is The Journey Season 3, and it's finding stability in God's unchangeability. Praise God, He's the rock. He's the one that we can trust in difficult days or any days because He is our solid God. And today I want to look at the fact that God is the faithful God. He's the faithful God. In Edinburgh, which is very close to where our family lives, there is obviously a lot of things to see as tourists. One of those things is Greyfriars Church. And if you go into that churchyard, there's a cemetery surrounding the property. And immediately as you come in, you'll see a gravestone, and it's for Greyfriars Bobby. And obviously in a cemetery, you expect this to be a famous person or something like that. But it's actually a famous wee dog, a Skye Terrier, that is buried there. And it's called Greyfriars Bobby because when John Grey, a policeman, passed away, this wee dog came to that graveyard and would faithfully lay on the grave of his master. They say for some 14 years, Bobby would come in, and every night he was there with his master. You know, and this wee dog is famous for his faithfulness. And, you know, we appreciate that as humans. We enjoy things that are consistent or that show faithfulness. A good friend of mine, Gordon Jones, just celebrated his 63rd wedding anniversary, he and his wife. And that's amazing. What a testimony, again, to that consistency day after day to have that relationship there for one another. Well, as we think about God, God is a faithful God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says, "Know therefore the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God." You don't have to wonder today if God's going to be there. You know, there might be times where we're not there for God like we should be, but every single day, God is there for us because God is the faithful God. And so I just want to look at principles of God's faithfulness from the Word of God. So the first is this: He's faithful to call you. He's faithful to call you. You know, the lockdown is ending, and we all anticipate that this is the last lockdown. We're hopeful of having people into our houses and having that fellowship time restored. And it's a blessing to have that friend that will just faithfully call you and say, "Hey, I just like you to come over. I just want to spend some time fellowshipping with you." You know, God is a God like that, that desires to spend time with us. We've talked about it already, the idea that, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." And it's this, that God is constantly at the heart of mankind knocking and saying, "You know what? I want to have that fellowship and relationship with you." 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ." God is faithful to establish that and desire that. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." He's a God, again, that's just consistently reaching out to us. I just recently read a biography of a friend of mine. He's 96 years old, and this was just published, and his name's Dr. Ed Nelson. And Dr. Ed Nelson grew up on a farm in Colorado, and there on that farm, he didn't have Christ as his Savior. But there was a friend that was the postman that was coming along, and he saw him out in his field farming, and he got off his vehicle and came walking across that field. And Dr. Nelson was about 17 years old, driving a team of horses, working in that field. And he pulled up and waited for that man. And that man came and he said, "You know what? I just want to invite you to come to my church." Well, you know what that was? That was the faithful God reaching out to a young man that didn't have Christ as his Savior and saying, "Come on, and I want you to hear my truth." And praise God, through that, Dr. Nelson got saved. You know, God's the faithful God to call you. Secondly, He is faithful and incorruptible. Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Hebrews, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And men will corrupt, and they may desire to corrupt God, but God is incorruptible. In Jeremiah 42, verse 5, the people that were in disobedience said to God's preacher, the prophet Jeremiah, they said this: "The Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not, even according to all things for which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us." They said, "We promise that we're going to obey God. In fact, we call God to witness if we don't do that." Well, the thing is, they wanted God to agree with their lie. They were not telling the truth when they said, we're going to obey God, we're going to please God. And in saying that we want to call God as witness, they were asking God to corrupt himself to back up their lie. Now, I praise God today that God won't do that. A lot of times we want to swear by God. We want to say, God knows, you know, I'm seeking to please him, or God knows I'm seeking to obey him, when in actuality, in our heart, we haven't yielded to God to obey God. I rejoice today that God is faithful. He's not corruptible. And then third, faithful in spite of you. God is faithful in spite of you. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. You know, God doesn't disappear today because an atheist says, I don't believe in God. And God would just look at him and said, I don't believe you. You know, I mean, God is still there. God did not disappear when he said that. In fact, God is still there and God is still interested in that man's salvation. There's a story in the Bible about the prodigal son, and he wanted his inheritance. He wanted to leave the loving father. And so he takes his inheritance. The Bible says he goes out and he wastes it on drunkenness and prostitutes and wicked living. And his wicked friends waste all his finance until he's in poverty. And he decides to go back to his father. But when he goes back to his father, what he finds is this, that when his father saw him yet a great way off, his father had compassion, and he ran and he fell upon him and he hugged him and embraced him and he brought him back into his family as his son. You know, God is faithful like that. You know, God is there. He's waiting. You might think you've spurned God. You've put God off. God would never accept you. But I could say this today by God's grace. You know, God is faithful in spite of us, that God is still there and very interested in working in our life. So he's faithful in spite of you. And then faithful to deliver you. He's faithful to deliver you. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Your life is full of temptation to sin. It's full of testing and trials that are really going to try us and say, are we going to obey God or are we going to disobey God? But the Bible tells us this, when that testing time comes or that trial comes, that by God's grace, there is a way every single time for us to escape that trial. And life can be very tough. There's a hymn writer by the name of William Cowper, and he was English. And he was very depressed and struggled with his mental health and tried to commit suicide many times. And by God's grace, every single time he tried to kill himself, he failed. He ended up in a mental asylum, and there in that place, a Christian doctor spoke to him often about the Lord. And he would speak to him, and he was telling him one time about the story of Lazarus, the friend of Jesus that died, that Jesus brought back from the dead. And he said this, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth in the grave clothes and everything, walked out. And God brought him alive, a new man. William Cowper got saved. He looked at what God did in setting that man free. Now, William Cowper's life didn't become perfect after that. He still struggled with depression. But William Cowper had God set him free from something that he felt like, I can never get victory over this. There might be something like that in your life. It could be drugs. It could be pornography. It could be lust and covetousness. Lies or deceit, but God in his grace can set you free from that, because God is faithful to deliver us. And then he's faithful to help us. Faithful to help us. 1 Peter 4:19 says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God. You know, sometimes we look at life and think, why is it like this? Why is it so tough? Well, there might be in that, and there always is, that in the providence of God, God has allowed that trial to come into our life. But the Bible says this, commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. You know, it might be like Job and the trials that Job went through, and Job could have looked at his life and thought, why is this happening? And yet God was faithful. And it's what the Bible speaks about when it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You might feel like, I'm never going to get beyond this, but God is faithful. God is going to help you through it. God is there. He's the faithful creator that knows exactly what you're going through. And then I praise God that God is faithful to warn us. God doesn't just let man hasten to destruction, that God puts a warning out there for mankind. The Bible says in Revelation 3:14, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, Jesus, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Jesus is a faithful and true witness. Other men lied and would tell people they're okay, but Jesus Christ came and he said, that is sin. You need to get right with God. You need to repent. And he said to his brothers, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify to it that the works thereof are evil. And Christ would be the light and he would warn. And in the book of Revelation, where he's the faithful and true witness, he's speaking about the end of time and that he is going to return and that his judgment is coming. And he's saying, get ready, because this judgment will certainly come. It says at the end of Revelation chapter 22, verse 6, he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels unto his servants the things which must shortly be done, to show the things which must shortly be done. You know, I saw Elon Musk is seeking to send people to Mars by 2027. And to be honest, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But one thing I do know, and that is this, Jesus Christ is coming again. He's told us. He's the faithful witness. His sayings are faithful and true. And so we do well to heed his warning. And then lastly, he's faithful to keep his covenant. He's faithful to keep that contract. You know, we have contracts that we'll sign on the dotted line and say, I'm going to keep my part. But men may break a contract, but God does not break his contract. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. The covenant that Jesus Christ brokered cost him his death on the cross, his bloodshed for us, so that God could offer to us forgiveness of our sins, and that God would take away his wrath against us, that God would give us eternal life, that God would give us a part of the inheritance of the Son of God, that he would give us a part in the family of God, that the Spirit of God would come and dwell inside of us. It's all in that contract that Jesus Christ brokered, and it's to be signed in faith. Somebody to come and say, God is true, God is faithful, he made a covenant, God can't lie, his son Jesus died for me, he paid the price for my sin. He didn't stay in the grave, but he rose from the dead, and I'm going to sign by faith my name on that, having repented of my sin, that I'm accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior. You know, friend, if you've signed that contract, God can't lie. And that is an eternal contract, because God is a faithful God. You know, that little Skye Terrier, day after day, night after night, was faithful to his master. God is the faithful God. May God help us to be faithful to him. Let's pray. Father, I praise you for the grace that you give. Thank you for the opportunity to speak about your faithfulness. Father, if somebody out there is doubting that there is a faithful God, I just pray, remind them that you're the God that's always there, that you're the God that cannot lie, that you're the God that's still reaching out towards them, even if they're unfaithful. You don't deny yourself. And so I just pray, Lord, may they turn to you and say, God is a faithful God. I need to enter into that contract, that agreement with God, and receive Jesus Christ by faith. Father, for us that are already saved, I just pray the Spirit of God would encourage us. Help us to be faithful like that little Skye Terrier. Father, just say, well, we're going to honor the Master today. We're going to be there for our Master today. And Father, we praise you that you're always there for us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Lord willing, I'll see you back next Thursday at 9:30. If these have been a blessing to you, let me encourage you to like them on Facebook, as well as on our YouTube channel, to subscribe, and that'll help get the message out. Thank you.